Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything. Just ask her.
I operate in this sort of smart aleck world.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
She's smart, she had a great sense of humor, and in bed, she moves like one of those paint shakers at Sherwin-Williams.
Well, you know, we're so fortunate. I remind myself of this every day. We're so fortunate to get to work with Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Right.
Nancy Know-It-All.
Correct.
And from
hashtag
time,
blessed.
From time to time, I get an email or a text where somebody wants your advice on something. And so I got an email this morning, which changed my mind on the direction of this segment, because I had a different question from last week that I was going to go with. But I'm switching it up based on this email that I received from a woman who listens to this show, and I am going to read it verbatim.
Okay.
I heard Danielle this morning talking about her FWB, and I wanted to email a question for Nancy Know-It-All.
Okay.
I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I'm thinking about having an affair with a 40-something married guy I met at my sister's wedding.
Yuck.
We have been texting, and it's been very flirtatious / sexual, and I'm very attracted to him. The question I have is, should I be concerned about his wife, or is that on him?
No, that's on you. You're willingly going to enter into an affair with a married guy that's not an open relationship scenario. Shame on you. That's terrible.
Yeah, wrap yourself.
That's someone's husband. That's someone's wife. Like, stop screwing married people.
I want to be a homewrecker.
Right? Married people, get a divorce.
Well,
figure
she likes
your
the
stuff
guy.
Out. It doesn't, I don't care that you like the guy. There's plenty of guys that you could like that didn't take vows to somebody. Like, really?
But the guy's at fault, not her.
They're both at fault. That's such BS. I hate that when women that I know are like, well, you know, I mean, I'm like, great, but he's still married. The person is still married. It has nothing to do with him being willing to have an affair. Let him get a hooker. Where's the sense of personal responsibility? Don't be an S-head.
Here's a 774 text that says, how much money does he have? We don't have that information available.
Irrelevant, I'm sure it overshadows.
That's good good question.
Personality.
I mean, I can fill in for a pinch.
Literally a pinch.
Literally a pinch around the waist area.
Oh, like that guy doesn't have a dad body.
I mean, really. That's so true. I have no patience and no tolerance for whatever reason now, because of, and we debated this, I think, either yesterday or before vacation. I don't know if it's the introduction of all these social media platforms or the ease by which you can communicate with people or hide things, but people are just, if you want to have casual sex, do it with someone who's not married. Like, go track down an actual friend with benefits. It's this whole idea and concept of well, no big deal. Like, yeah, I had an affair with him or her. Like, this goes both ways. And putting the blame on the married person as the sole holder of the responsibility, shame on you. It's ridiculous.
Aren't you the person who espouses open marriages because you believe that you can't spend your life with just one person?
I don't think it's normal to spend an entire lifetime with one individual, because I think that there are very few species in nature that mate for life. And I think that people grow and change. And I think that the old school notion of you stay together forever and you deal with each other's crap, while very nice and romantic, I think it's outdated. Like, I think marriages should, have like a 5 or 10 year renewal period, like an LTC or your license, you know, where you can then redecide, hey, do we want to stick with this or do we want to have an easy out?
Ooh,
oh,
I went to the Registry of Motor Vehicles yesterday.
Yeah.
Over in Watertown.
Yeah.
Would have been nice if I could have picked up an extra spouse over there.
Can you imagine the Registry of Marriages? What a miserable place that would be.
This texter says, so Danielle, hookers are okay for the
I mean, not legal, but if you want to get one, just wrap it up, you know? I mean, you want to sit there and look down on hookers because they're getting paid cash for what they do? Isn't it the same thing when you go on a date on a guy from Match.com and you make him take you to the Cap Grill and you order the tomahawk steak,
right?
And then you give him a mouth hug in the King's Garage behind the Heinz.
Here's a texter who's 774 texter. I'm a 25-year-old female, had an affair with a 44-year-old guy, and it was the best time of my life.
I'm sure it was, but you're a piece of crap. That's wildly inappropriate. That person's married.
All right, so you're saying
even
should,
people that are in relationships, I just
can
the
she
cheating
still,
thing is just so casual now.
Can she still keep texting him in a flirtatious and sexual manner?
No, because you know exactly what you know what he wants and you know what you want. And then it becomes you know what, I'm not going to let this go any further. We'll just be friends. And then you have that moment where the two of you are out drinking and then someone leans forward, the boob brushes up against the upper arm, and then all of a sudden you're in the back of the guy's friggin', you know, Mitsubishi. You're in the back of his Lancer. And you're just like, oh, I never do this. Fine. Okay, just a little bit. Oh, I mean, come on.
This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Hillman.
What's
Danielle,
up?
How are you guys?
Hello.
What's up? What's going on?
Listen, Danielle, you say it's all right if the guy gets a hookup. So if this girl that just texted in or sent in the question, if he pays her, you're all right with that?
No, I'm not all right with that. I'm like, if he's looking for an outlet, let him figure out his own thing. She doesn't need to be... Stop having affairs. Like, stop. If the married person's doing it, that's on him. Fine. Just whatever. Don't be that person. Don't enable it. Don't engage it.
Here's a text that says, "Shoo, the marriage registry could be a great place to pick up chicks."
Oh, because there'll be elderly women there? Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm a wrinkle rider.
No.
Sure.
You'd have to go like, and if you got like your marriage suspended, you'd have to pay a reinstatement fee to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Do they impound your house in that case?
Yeah, of course they would. Danielle.
Do you get a sticker?
Yeah.
All right.
They sell fake ones on Craigslist, but they fade in the sun.
All right. Well, that is Nancy Know-It-All. I think it's clear what her advice is.
Yeah.
You can email anytime you want with a question for Nancy Know-It-All. Mantown@waaf.com. That's the email. Mantown@waaf.com. Or you can just reach out on the Instagram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.